What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Nicole.
I'm Kendra.
Look it, listen, we take 2 weeks off and we don't even know how to do an intro, okay?
Right. They don't know, but we took 2 weeks off because we posted last week.
Yes. So you guys saw
we record.
Yes. And listen, it's summertime, so we definitely needed a little bit of a break. And you know, do the activities of whatnot. But thank you guys for still tuning in. We hope you really enjoyed our last episode.
Yes.
It was really good. You have to check it out to see who it was. It was a special guest who got married at the altar. So you have to check that out. She's a reality star. And yeah, let's just get into today's episode. Kendra, what have you been up to?
So I had a pretty busy week slash weekend. I was telling my husband, like, whoo, like once we got to Sunday evening, I was like, we made it, because last week was just so jam packed with things to do. I don't remember what happened during the week. Y'all, it was a blur. But on the weekend, Friday was my brother's birthday. So we had a party for him that evening. Earlier in the day, unfortunately, I had a cousin that passed away a couple weeks ago, who was a pillar in our family. And so that was like crazy to like walk in and like see his face everywhere. And it wasn't a birthday party. Like, it was really eerie because it was a very sudden death. And he was like the person in our family that like, he planned all the family reunions. Like he planned all our family events. Like we used to do, like Christmas parties at like in a banquet hall. Like he would just plan all these extravagant events for our family. He loved, loved, loved his family. And so to be going to an event for him that was not a birthday party or something like that was like really, really eerie. But it was great to see all of my family and everything. And so we did that earlier in the day. And then that night we had my brother's birthday. And then Saturday, I'm looking at my notes, y'all, because it was a very long weekend. On Saturday, my god sister, we had a going away party for her because she's going to law school. This is the same, my same god sister who graduated from Stanford. So she's on her way to law school. So we celebrated with her. And then my uncle had his 65th birthday party. He had like a fight party.
Oh, wow.
So that was really fun. I haven't been to a fight party in a long time, and they did it up. Like it was really, really nice. So we had a great time. Sunday, I finally made it to church. You guys, it has been months since I made it physically to church because we've had so many events and traveling, and like either I was traveling, my husband was traveling, we were traveling together. Like these last few months, I feel like we haven't been to church since like the end of May. So it was really nice to be physically in the building. And then we had my nephew's birthday party. And then we got home and we relaxed. So
that's a lot.
And it was two other events on the calendar that we did not make it to because it was just physically impossible. Like, So I mean, it's
everywhere at once.
Yeah, I was like, everybody's trying to get stuff in like the end of July.
Yeah.
So it was pretty, pretty busy. But how about you? How was your weekend?
You know what I have, what did I do? Oh my goodness. I have like just been in the gym a lot. So like I've been taking time to like go to the gym. We did a bunch of family stuff, went to a farmer's market, went to the park. It was so hot. So we were just really like eating ice cream, just chilling. We started working on the kids' room because we're making it into ocean theme.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, sorry. So they've been wanting to redo their room. So we took everything out of their room, all the toys, just everything. So we're going to give away a lot of toys, throw away some stuff, just clean it all up, get it nice and clean. And, you know, get ready for the school year. But I was trying to figure out a theme that they both could use, you know, like because they share a room.
Right.
And so with them sharing the room, every night they go to the sleep to the sound of ocean sounds. And so I was like, oh, why don't we do an ocean themed room? So we were at Hobby Lobby, started to get some ideas of how we want to like put up in the room and whatnot. So that should be exciting. That's just one last thing to do this summer before back to school.
Right. It's here. It's here. It is here.
So let's kick into these mama moments. Kendra, what's your mama moment?
So speaking of like it's the last of the summer. So my family and I were going to Universal Studios tomorrow. Yay. So of course, when we go to theme parks, we want to try to match or like be on theme or whatever. So we're going because my 6-year-old is obsessed with Mario. So we wanted to all get like Super Mario shirts. And so I had got one from I wanted to get one from Old Navy. So my 6-year-old and I, after swim class, we go to Old Navy. And my husband and I, we've been teaching him, like, you know, how to be a little gentleman and, like, open doors and, like, things like that. And so today when we were in the store, of course, I said, you know, don't forget to open my door. So he opened the door. I had to teach him too. Like when you open the door, you got to hold it open until I walk through. Because he'll open the door, then he'll slide in. And I'm like, no, I have to hold it, open it, and like, wait.
Yeah.
So he held my door open or whatever. And then I needed to get something. And so I was like, can you hold my bag like while I get my, and I had like a top handle, like, tote purse. It's not like he had to put it on his shoulder or anything like that. He just holds the handle.
Yeah.
And so I gave him my bag and he said, wow, mom, this is heavy. You shouldn't be carrying this. Let me carry this for you. This is just too heavy. I'm like, okay, yeah, you can carry it for me. I had a lot of stuff in my hands. And so I, you know, paid for everything and then we're about to leave. And then I'm like, I could take it back now. He's like, no, this is just too heavy. And so he's struggling trying to carry it through the parking lot.
You're like, listen, I don't want you to pull a muscle.
Right. So then we get to the car and I open my door, whatever. And then he's still standing there. And I'm like, get in the car. And he's like, no, mom, go ahead, get in the car. And then he closed my door. And then he hops in and closes the door. And I said, you wanted to wait for mommy to get in the car? And he's like, yeah, I had to make sure you were okay. I had to close your door and make sure you were okay. And I said, oh, you're such a little gentleman. And he was like, I'm not a gentleman. And he's like, I'm just being nice because you're my mom. And I'm like, no, a gentleman is a good thing. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of like broke it down for him or whatever. And he said, okay, yeah, I guess I could be that. He was like, yeah, but I just want to make sure you're okay. I have to take care of you. And I'm like, yeah, you always have to take care of your mom. Da, da, da. So it's just so funny because he's growing up and like he's noticing different things that like my husband does for me. And he wants to do the same things. And like, you know, but he's so funny about titles. If he doesn't understand what it is, he's like, don't call me that.
He's like, don't say that. Don't, no, no.
Yeah, I'm like, no, it's a good thing. So, yeah.
It's probably really nice to see, like, when you teach kids stuff and then you see them actually act on it, it's just, like, makes a huge difference.
Yep. And some stuff we're not actually teaching him or telling him, like, you need to do this, but he's paying, he's watching and he's paying attention. And he wants to like do those same things. So I'm like, oh, my boy.
Good job, Kendon. Good job.
I know.
How about you? So I thought I'd give you guys a little potty training update.
Yes.
So as I had said before, Araya is basically potty training herself.
Right.
At this point. And we have now got to the point where she will only poop in the toilet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like she will only poop in the toilet. She will not poop in her diaper. Good. And she is like, if she got to poop, she's like,
I'm getting there.
I'm getting to the toilet. I'm not pooping in this diaper.
Right.
She'll make it to the toilet.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. So next is just obviously being more consistent with using the potty to go pee, but I feel like that also kind of plays on me, like just taking her every hour when she wakes up, when she go to bed, and like actively doing that every step.
Yeah.
And I'm just not there yet.
Yes. you know, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And it's just like, I was watching somebody's video with a newborn the other day. Mm-hmm. And you know how when you hold a newborn, like my nails are gross because I'm just dying my hair. But like, you know, when people hold a newborn and their whole body like scrunches up and their toes scrunch up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. And Araya's just getting over a cold. So she had to sleep in our bed. Mm-hmm. And to see her body's all long and like, you're a toddler. It's just like, oh my goodness, it just starts to hit you more and more like, I'm not having a baby stage again. Like,
yeah,
you're not a baby. And right. Like, you're going to be three early next year.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
The time is flying, literally.
Yeah. And then I think like my son's going to be nine in next year, early next year.
Yeah.
Nine?
I know. We went to the doctor today and I was looking at my boy sitting there like, now we're having doctor's appointments together and I'm just looking at them sitting there and Bryson's legs are hanging almost as long as Kendon's and I'm just like, what happened to my babies? Like,
what is going on?
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's a cute stage because the boys are so like, they do everything together. They're always chasing each other. Kendon is so protective of Bryson. So it's nice to see them like grow up together, but yeah. It's crazy to me because I'm like, it looked like such a huge gap when Bryson was a baby, but now it's kind of like closing and I'm just like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like,
what is going on?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I don't know. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And time is literally flying because you guys, it's already time to get ready for back to school.
Yes.
So if you guys are not new here, you know that we always try to provide some helpful tips and some motivation, encouragement for back to school, because although it can be like great because it's like, yay, the kids are going back to school out of my house. But at the same time, there's a lot of layers to it. Like you have to get ready. You have to buy things. You have to get mentally ready. Like you have to get organized. So today we just wanted to talk about some helpful tips for busy moms trying to get back to school.
Yes.
So some of you may already be back to school and some of you might be getting ready or gearing up. So we'll have like tips, you know, a range of tips and you can kind of just choose what you need from wherever you are in your back to school journey.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to kick it off with some organizational tips because you guys, this year we're going to be organized. Okay.
Okay.
Stay with me. We're going to be organized.
Same.
So we're talking routines. We're talking, you know, getting clothes prepared the night before. So we're going to go through some helpful tips. So one of the main things, like I just said, is being prepared the night before. So I saw this really cool, it's like a closet caddy that hangs down and it has like seven slots or five slots. I don't know how many it has, but it has spaces where you can put like clothes and then you can put shoes at the bottom. So I think those are really helpful if you have space in your closet. I'll try to post it on our Instagram so you guys can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But, those are helpful. Like if your kids don't wear uniforms, some kids wear uniforms, it's kind of easy. You just have them uniforms already hanging up. But if you have to pick your kids' clothes out every day, this is helpful because so you can have a slot Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can already have their clothes in there. So if you have older kids that are able to kind of get themselves dressed, everything's already there. You have their socks, their underwear, their outfit. All they have to do after they brush their teeth and wash their face is grab their own clothes and put them on. So you're not like scrambling in the morning or even the night before trying to get your kids' clothes prepared for the day. So that's pretty cool. Packing their lunch, or I know some parents have their kids pack their own lunches the night before. I think you do that, Nicole. Did you mention that you have them kind of like some make their sandwich or something like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I got the pickiest eaters. I gotta sneak and make their lunch.
Yeah. So like packing the lunch the night before. I know sometimes you don't want to make the sandwich the night before. Right. But what we like to do is we lay out the lunch boxes and we put the dry items And the lunch boxes are ready. And then we bag up, like if we have grapes or strawberries, like we'll bag those up the night before. And my son doesn't eat sandwiches, so we got it easy. All we have to do is throw everything in the lunch bag, fill up our water bottle, and zip it up. But if you need to make sandwiches, that's something quick you can do in the morning. Just kind of like have everything prepped.
Right.
Because a lot of times we think we have time in the morning and we don't. So why, you know, you've been doing this the last 5 years and you're always running late. So just do it the night before.
Keep it and easy.
Kids involved. Like if your kids are over the age of 6, even some kids may be able to start earlier. Have them get involved. Have them help out. You know, pick what they want or whatever, but have them help out.
Yes. Staying on task with keeping everybody organized. The mm-hmm. biggest thing for me is really the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry, not the night before, the morning of. So mm-hmm. having a morning schedule for me is always the most important. So my kids know what to expect.
Yeah.
So things that I use is like definitely an alarm clock, because I don't always get up on time, or like I might be running a little behind.
Right. And
my kids have caught on to this whole thing of wanting to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
So something that I'm looking into this year for their morning schedule is I saw Raven Elise. She bought this cereal thing where they can twist it, and her daughter like makes her own cereal in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I need to get that, because one of my kids, actually both of my kids, like to have cereal. And then sometimes if we get up early, I'll make waffles.
Yeah. But
they're definitely kids that like have to eat a whole bunch in the morning. So understanding what the morning schedule is and talking to your kids, and also getting them involved with the morning schedule. Cause mm-hmm. I feel like if you pick a schedule that they feel comfortable with,
yeah.
And I like to have a little incentive, like, okay, well, you know, if you get up early when this alarm goes off, I'll let you guys have TV cartoons or whatever with your mm-hmm. breakfast. So
yeah,
my kids, they like to get up in the morning when the alarm goes off, use the bathroom, eat breakfast, watch something while they eat breakfast, brush their teeth, put on their clothes. And sometimes they like to fill up their own water bottles.
Right. So
having a schedule that they can expect.
Yes.
On just a morning schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has gone a long way for me.
Yeah. That is super helpful. It's so that, like you said, they know what to expect, and like, they don't have to wait for you to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a mom that was practicing with her daughter. She said that school starts in 2 weeks, so we're going to start getting her prepped now, because she's kind of just had her whole summer just to like relax,
yeah.
lay around and like do whatever she wants. And so she's like, okay, it's 2 weeks till school. We're getting up at 6 a.m.
Yep.
And she got her up at 6 a.m. And one thing I liked as well is that the daughter had input. She was like, normally the mom had her get up, brush her teeth and wash her face. But she was like, I would feel better having breakfast first and then yeah. washing my face and brushing my teeth so I can be fresh as soon as I walk out of the door.
Yeah, and so that was the same like, with my kids.
Yeah, she said, you know what, you're right. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So when she got up in the morning, she taught her how to prepare her own breakfast, the same thing. But she was making bacon and eggs and waffles. And the little girl did her whole breakfast routine. She put her bacon in the air fryer. Oh. She put her toast in the air fryer, and she made her own eggs. And so she said she ate her breakfast, and then she went and washed her face, brushed her teeth. The mom did her hair while she was eating breakfast. And, you know, she was ready for the day. And so I think, like you said, like getting the kids involved and kind of like giving them opportunity to put their input, you know,
yeah.
Anytime you allow kids to have involvement, they're more excited to participate.
Yeah.
For some kids, they're visual learners. So you might need to make a schedule. You might need to like post it on the wall of like, or if you have smaller children, you can use like those little Velcro pictures so they know like what's coming next. And things like that, because the main thing is just like being organized so that you can be organized. And then however your routine goes, because I know with some people in my household, like my husband gets one kid ready, I get the other kid ready, and then I give him breakfast, and then my husband does what he needs to do. He'll maybe still do some work in the office, and then he takes him to school because I do pickup. So just coordinating with the whole household to make sure everybody is on the same page, like, really makes it go seamless. And also having like designated areas for things, like the backpacks go here, so the kids know, like, they're not in the morning like, where's my backpack, where's my water bottle, where's my shoes,
because that's the worst when you are getting everybody ready in the morning and then they can't find their shoes. Homework wasn't put back in the backpack from the night before, and now we search everything. It's like, no, this is the designated area for the backpack, this is the area for shoes, and we need to keep this organized.
And always check that backpack as soon as they get home from school. Check the backpack, because
I check in the car.
Because I see parents online like scrounging in the morning trying to do homework because they forgot, the kid forgot to tell them that this was due or that was due, and it's like, check your backpack the night before, or as soon as you get home from school or in the car, whatever, check that backpack, because 9 times out of 10, they would have forgot to tell you or whatever.
My kids' school think it's smart to put in the folder that this stays home and this needs to be done and returned back to school. My kid never puts it in the right area. They don't care. Throwing it in the folder, and then
they're not even putting it in the pocket of the folder. It's just barely in there.
That's hilarious. Also, with going back to school, something that I think is really, really important is checking in with ourselves and our kids about our mental health, because I know one of my kids gets really nervous or gets anxious about coming back to school, and I think it's really important to have those conversations about, okay, you know, just about school in general, your teacher, the classroom, showing them the school, especially if you're going to a new school, like both of my kids are going to a new school this year. So we've been having all the conversations about the school and going on campus to the school, just getting more familiar to try and lessen the anxiety. Something was really nice about the new schools. They had a day where we brought the kids to the classroom with us, and we were there for about 2 hours and got to talk to the teacher and see, play on the playground with some of the other kids, and just that integration to really calm the nerves. And I think that's something we kind of forget as parents sometimes, because it's like, we haven't been to school in a long time, and you kind of forget about just all the
nervous you were.
The nerves and the jitters. And my daughter's first day of school outfit picked out, and just, you know, having those conversations, so to really make them feel comfortable about the experience, you know.
We've been having that conversation all summer, because Kendon is like, before the school year even ended, he was like, Mom, am I already going to first grade? And I'm like, no, we can have the summer and then going to go to first grade. He's like, I'm going to be on the big kids yard. Like, there's big kids over there. And And I'm like, his school does a pretty good job of like integrating, because they have like third graders and fifth graders come into the classroom and read to them in kindergarten. So I'm like, you already know some of them. And like, some of our family friends have older kids there too. So I'm like, you know them, you know, you're going to know people on the other side of the gate. Cause he's used to being on the kindergarten playground. And, but he got to play on the jungle gym over there during summer school. So he's like, their playground is so much better. They have this, they have that. And I'm like, see, you get to go over there. And like, the great thing about it, all of your friends from the kindergarten playground are now going to be on the big playground. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, like, you're not going to be alone. You know, it's like, you've gotten to know a lot of people, you know, throughout kindergarten, because you all play together. So having those conversations are really important, because there's a lot of, as parents, we have anxieties about kids going back to school, and it's no different than them. So just having like that open communication is like key. Another thing that we do with, go ahead.
I was going to say also something that I'm always do is join, make sure you're joining all the PTAs of the school, join the school on Facebook, Facebook be where it's at for the schools, join the PTAs. Yeah. You don't have to join the PTA, but I'm saying join the Facebook PTA.
Yeah. The conversation so that you can stay connected with what's going on at the school. Yeah, for sure. But going back to like, just like a mental health tip for the kids is just like practicing like mindfulness and affirmations. That's something that we really encourage with Kenan. Every morning we do affirmations with him just to remind him of who he is, the strength that he has within himself, encouraging that confidence and like that he is a great person. He has a lot to offer. He's strong. He's confident. You know, we have all these, we ask him like, what are your affirmations for the day? And just having him practice those and say those mantras so that he knows who he is and within himself, because as we all know, these days at school, the kids are talking about all kinds of things. There's a lot of bullying. There's like so many things happening throughout the school day that we have no idea what's going on unless our kids tell us. And so making sure that they have that strength within and making sure that they know who they are is the biggest key component, is making sure they know who they are and teaching them to be confident in who they are and that nobody can tell them different. I always tell Kenan that, like, he'll say like, well, somebody said I'm this or I'm that. And I'm like, are you that? Who are you? Tell me who you are.
Yeah.
I'm strong. I'm intelligent. Okay. Right. That's who you are. You're not who they say you are.
Right.
You are who you say you are, who God says you are. Right. And so just constantly reminding him of that and building up that strength within him so that he can stand up to these, his bullies, and say, I'm not that, and walk away.
Right.
You know? And so
and these those bullies, are
things that you have to teach your children.
You have to. Last year we had a big bully issue in our classroom. Mm-hmm. And the bully for the grade happened to be in my son's classroom last year. So it was just the worst. And like, he was still out of the sub's purses. Like, my son stepped on his shoe once and it was horrible. Right. Yeah. So through that experience, we're like, okay, you got to figure out, every school's going to have bullies. You need to figure out who that person is so you can stay away from them.
Yeah.
And my kid started a little early. So he found out that the bully was in the different class. He was able to point it out early. Okay, that's the bully. Thankfully, that bully's not in my classroom, disturbing my class all day.
Right.
Separate class. And I know to stay away from that person because I've already experienced what happens when it comes to bullies, you know? And I feel like that's something you just can't get away from no matter where you go.
No.
Somebody, there's going to be a bully, and whether you're a kid now or you get older and you have coworkers that are bullies, like,
you
have to, this is just part of life, you know?
It's a part of life. And the way you get over and overcome that is knowing who you are.
Yeah.
And because if you let that person tell you all these things and you believe it,
right,
that's when the bully gets power.
Right.
But if what they're saying, you know, is not true, they have no power.
Right.
They have no power over you. They can't make you think anything about yourself. They can't make you sad
because
you don't believe anything that's coming out of their mouth. And so like, we as parents, it's our job to make sure that we are instilling that in our children and giving them the confidence before they leave our home, and to help them reduce their anxiety, reduce their stress, because it's just really sad all the things that our kids have to deal with now in the school system. It's like upside down, and they have to deal with so many things on top, like that we didn't have to deal with.
Right.
And so finding ways to help them stay positive and to reduce stress and anxiety and just keep that constant flow of communication, like, is very important as a parent, especially in the beginning of the school year. Like Nicole was saying, like when there's new things, new elements, if they're at a new school, a new grade, like right. there's new teachers, like everything is new every year, that can cause a lot of stress and anxiety. And have for the child to have a comfortable place to come to is important, because what you don't want is for your kids to not feel comfortable enough to say anything to you. You want them to speak up. You want them to let you know what's going on. So just practicing these mindfulness and affirmations, just affirming them and letting them know that it's a space, safe space with you, yeah. is like key.
And I know with us, when they get out of school too, making sure to ask them about their day.
Yeah.
No matter if they told me something that was positive or negative, whether they got written up on the board and getting in trouble, or mm-hmm. if they had a positive day and had, you know, positive tickets or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure that my energy is not going ballistic. If yeah. they have some type of bad day where they did something wrong or something like yeah. that, to make sure that they can still have a safe place to tell me about their day. Because I feel mm-hmm. like, too, as kids get older and they're testing different things and they're coming across different types of people, every day is not going to be a good day. You know what right. I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's going to be days where they have a tough day at school, or, you know, they were supposed to be listening and they weren't, or the teacher said, okay, today was kind of rough, or this and yeah. that. And when I think it's more important when those rough days happen to be able to be like, you know, understanding, but also yeah. being, we got to get back on track. And
yeah.
while we're getting back on track, let's cut back on this. Let's cut back on that so we can really focus. So not presenting it so much as like, I mean, it's definitely a consequence, but allowing them to perceive it like, okay, I need to kind of work on this area. And mm-hmm. while I'm working on this area, I can't be, you know, overdoing it in this other area.
Yeah, and I need to focus. I might yeah. not need to play as many video games, or I may not
right.
watch as much TV, you know. Yeah,
I feel like in the school system, mm-hmm. the fall time is always when teachers are the most like, we're learning all of this, because teachers have like such high energy, right?
Yeah.
So something I
in the beginning of the school year.
Yeah, at the beginning of the school year, they're all into it. They're like, you know, this is that, and you know, boundaries and this and that, and they're all organized. So during the fall, I always make sure when during the week, Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No tablets, minimal right. TV, because this is when your teacher is just going above and beyond to make sure that everybody's on task. Okay.
Right. Right.
When they come back after Christmas.
Yeah.
Child, it's a whole new teacher. Okay.
yeah. It is a crucial time though, because I was talking to Kendon's kindergarten teacher last year, and she was saying how a lot of the students in the classroom did not go to preschool, did right. not go to TK.
Right.
So she was dealing with children that didn't know how to even spell their name.
Right. And see, and that's then the you have I'm already having with Audrey's school. And she's like, Mom, I'm yeah, and doing ABCs. What the heck?
Yeah, exactly. And that is the biggest problem. And the district is trying to push it all the way back so that all kids are eligible to go to TK
yeah.
because it's very helpful to the kindergarten classroom, because yeah. you've got kids that were already in preschool. They went to TK, so they didn't learn yeah. their ABCs yeah. for the last 3-4 years.
Right. They know how to write them.
yeah, they know everything already. And so when you put them in a classroom with a kid who doesn't know how to identify letters, doesn't know how to spell or write their name, and then you have another group of kids who know how to do this whole curriculum, they're just basically still learning how to read.
Right.
Then it makes it difficult for the teachers. So that's why she was like, we have to go hard in the beginning, because by second semester, we want everybody to be caught up.
Yep.
And like kind of like on the same page, because they have to cram all this stuff in. But yeah, so it is crazy.
I got my kid on a whole other schedule because I realized that she was already past what they're doing. So I feel like I'm pulling a Kendra. I'm hard into sight words and
yes.
And like, okay, we're hard into this. And
it's just give them, that's what I do. Just give them extra at home. Like, you can also talk to the school though, because if your child is like super advanced, some schools have programs that they can give them. Like, I know one of the kids in our class, he would go to a first grade class on certain days and like kind of learn with them too, because he was like older.
Yeah.
Because his birthday cut off, like, I don't know how it happened with him, but his birthday was in July. So he was already six when they started. You know, and so he was like over it, like yeah, he was over it, and so they integrated him into the first grade classroom. So it's always good to be vocal about what your needs are very early on in the school year. If you know you need certain things from your school or support, be vocal about it, ask questions, because you never know what programs they have to offer unless you ask about it and let them know what your needs are. You also want to stay connected to the parents. Like, that really helped me, because a lot of the parents in my son's class, they had kids that were older at the school. So they were giving me all the tea on like how to get the good teachers, how to like navigate through certain things. So like, staying connected with the school support staff, the parents, everybody is just like, you want to be connected, like Nicole was saying, the Facebook groups, all that stuff.
Something that I saw with that too is going, like us, we're switching to a new school. So I was going to the parks in the area to try and meet the other parents to go to the school, and just talking to the other parents to make sure I got a good teacher, you know? And so once they were able to check that, you got good teachers. And then once I was able to see, I got the good teacher. Then we good. Because let me tell you, if I got the bad teacher, let me tell you real quick. I had two other schools already planned. So
already lined up.
we were already lined up and said, okay, look it, we come in here. If y'all don't work out, if I don't like y'all.
Right.
We switching, and that is what it is.
Yeah, because you got to get it right early on. Like,
you can't play around.
These are the pivotal year. No, these are the pivotal years. I asked around too, and they were like, "No, first grade teachers are stacked. Like, there's no bad teacher on the roster." I said, "Okay, we'll see."
Yeah, we're gonna see. We're gonna find out, because we need to know.
Right. So another thing that so you can make sure you're in the loop is, I know it sounds boring, I know nobody wants to do it, but go to the orientations.
Yes, like, you have to.
Attend the meetings, read the material, like, know what you're getting yourself into, because a lot of times things happen at the school and we like, well, I didn't know this, or when did this happen? And it's like, they gave you the information at the beginning of the school year, but you weren't paying attention. Yeah, so read the materials that they send home, open the emails, attend the orientations, like, familiarize yourself with the school, with the principal, with the support staff, so that they know your face.
Yeah.
Like,
and turn on all the notifications. I got the phone, the call me, and the email. Because it's something I need to know, all three ways, how y'all communicate, what y'all do. I need all of it.
And we know we're talking about busy moms. So we know that a lot of you will not be able to like go up to the school, be all in the PTA meetings and stuff like that. But if you can carve out time in the beginning of the school year, shake hands, look in faces, and read the material, let your presence be known at least once or twice throughout the school year. Just dedicate a little bit of time to make your presence known. It goes a long way for your child.
It does.
So we know you can't be there every week. We know you don't have time to be taking off work, to be coming to PTA meetings and stuff like that.
Right.
But if you can send a representative, if you can just show up to one or two events throughout the year, volunteer for at least one event, it goes a long way for people to know who you are. And even if you don't have time, send a couple gift cards to the people in the front office. Like, you know, it's important. It's important. Like, make your presence known at the school for your child.
Listen, I have already let my teachers know that I will be on campus once a week. Mm-hmm. And since I already told my kindergarten teacher, then they're like, oh, you can also, you know, if you want to do the same day with both classes, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be up here because, and then hold on, I didn't even tell Kendra yet. One of the teachers is trying to make me room mom.
Oh, no,
ma'am.
Don't do it.
No, ma'am.
You won't, you got me last year. You won't give me a kid.
I know I'm one of the only few that volunteered to show up here once a week, but no, ma'am.
That's how I got suckered into it.
Yeah.
I volunteered to volunteer in the classroom, but because nobody else like volunteered at the time. And see, now I know I'm a vet now. Okay.
Yeah.
What they did was they waited until she announced the room mom, and then everybody volunteered to volunteer in the classroom. I said, y'all got me. It's cool. Y'all got me. It's all right. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was nice.
I had a good time. I am going to be more involved in the PTA next year, though, because I feel like we need to switch some things up. It's not enough representation in there. And I'm going to take one for the team and join the PTA because y'all did absolutely nothing for Black History Month, but we had a whole dang on month celebration long for Hispanic Heritage Month. What's happening?
Oh, wow.
Like, what's happening?
Oh, wow.
So.
Mine is staffed, so my new one is staffed, and I think they got it down, and they one of them is at the campus every day sitting in her car, and I'm trying to figure out why are you here every day sitting in your car? Like every time I see you, you're here sitting in your car with the newborn baby.
She representing.
Yeah, at the new school, people are there. At the new school, parents are there all the time. And I was like,
that's what made me nervous to actually like join the PTA, because they're there all day. Like I had to come to the school to pick up at two different times because I had a preschooler and a kindergartner,
right?
And then get out at two different times. I see the same lady in the morning.
Yeah,
I drop off.
Yep.
Coming back up there from her lunch break when I'm picking up the 3-year-old and coming back up there when I'm waiting in the parking lot and I come an hour early for pickup and she's still there. And I'm like, oh, you've been here all day.
Yeah, they be there all the day.
Multiple times a week.
Yeah.
This one lady, she works from home, so she just brings her computer and works there. And I'm just like, oh, this is dedication.
And see, I kind of like that because our old school wasn't like that because the school was very much like in one big building, but this school is a lot more open, I feel like. And so you can kind of see your kid. It's just very open. And so parents they just be there watching. They just be
in the mix.
In the mix at all times. I'd be like, y'all is not playing over here. Not playing at all. Right.
I get it, though, because especially nowadays, it's so much stuff going on. I'm like, they need to start giving syllabus for these kids. Yeah. So I want to see what the curriculum, I want to see what you're going to be teaching, what you're going to be talking about, because they be slipping in some things. And I'm not here for that.
I know what you mean. I feel like I got a good idea of my kids' teachers this year, and I feel like they pretty much to the book. So they seem like one of the third grade teachers has been a teacher for a really long time, and she's just boom, boom, boom. And the kindergarten teacher, she's been a teacher for a long time, but she's also very, she's not the boom, boom, boom teacher, but she's just like, we're gonna learn, you know?
Yeah. So all in all, the key to having a successful school year is being organized. Being organized, being involved.
At least till Christmas, okay?
Yeah. Know what, and also make sure your kids know what your expectations for them are. Yeah. Especially if you have older kids, like sit down with them, talk to them about what their goals are for the school year, what they might be worried about. Just kind of like having those conversations to kind of like ease that anxiety is like super important. So, and then also set your expectations for them. Like, hey, last year we read 10 books. This year we're going to read 15 or whatever, you know, whatever the goal is, make sure they know that ahead of time. Like, hey, you had to be average last year. I think we can bump it up.
Yeah.
You know, like set goals for them. Just be involved. I think is going to really set our kids up for success, keeping those conversations flowing and making sure you stay organized. And also, like, make sure you have like support. I found it helpful to have like phone numbers of some of the moms that were in my kids' class so that like we could kind of stay connected and like encourage each other or like keep each other up on what's going on. It's like super helpful. So just kind of like get involved in whatever way that you can.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're all busy. We all have things to do, but you know, your kids should be a priority. Their education should be a priority. So just the hard part in being a busy mom is figuring out how to navigate everything and to make sure everything is receiving the correct amount of time that it needs. Balance is very hard.
It is.
You know, we all struggle with balance.
And something I do too, it's like the second they get home, it's just kind of all about them.
Mm-hmm.
And once they go to bed, I work on my stuff, you know, just making sure they're gone like the whole day. So those few hours of them being home and doing homework, having dinner, it's a lot more focused, and shower, of course, it's a lot more focused on them, you know?
And we all understand that like everybody doesn't have the luxury of like having help. Like for some people, you know, they pick up their kid at 6:30 from the after school care. And as soon as you get home, it's like bath, shower, homework. Hopefully homework is already done after school. Come on. If they're not doing homework at after school care, what are you doing? But sometimes it's not done.
Right.
And you barely have time to change your clothes. So having a conversation with your child is just not in the cards. So you have to figure out in your schedule, how do you fit that in? Whether it's, okay, we're going to turn the music off in the car on the drive home from pickup and have a conversation then, or if they're in the bathtub having a conversation, if you're going to have a conversation at dinner, like let's shut the tablets off, shut the TV off, have a 10, 15 minute conversation at dinner. There's always ways to fit it in. If we have to talk about it the next morning on the drive to drop off at school, like, there's always a time to fit it in.
Yeah.
So you have to prioritize it. And we understand everybody's schedules are different. Everybody's lives are different. Some people work overnight, like so many different things. But there's always that small window of time that you can prioritize having those conversations and staying connected with your children. So we just want to encourage that. Good luck to everybody this school year. Blessings. Make sure you pray over your kids if that's what you
need.
Pray over your kids in the morning before they go.
Yes.
Just to give them a sense of peace, understanding, safety. We always have to do affirmations, and we pray every morning before drop off. And if I forget or I miss, Kendon will say, "Mom, we forgot to do our affirmations," or "We forgot to pray," or whatever. And so make that a part of your routine. It does help give your kids peace and protect them throughout the day.
Yes. And sometimes I let my kids do the prayer.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So good luck, y'all.
Good luck.
If you guys have any extra tips or helpful things that might be helpful to our community, make sure you guys drop them in the comments on our post on Instagram. Leave us a rating and review. I think there's also a question box. If you're watching this on Apple Podcasts, there should be like a question box or a comment box as well. So just let us know what you guys think about the episode. Make sure you guys are following us at Somebody's Mama Pod, and we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.